Hi everyone, I'm Max Margonaut, and I'm here to talk about classification and regression problems. Generally in the field of machine learning, we can split into two types of problems, supervised and unsupervised learning. And this is a gross oversimplification, but we're going to stick with it for now. When you're working with unsupervised learning, typically you have a data set of some sort or another. And what you're doing is you're applying various different machine learning or statistical methods in order to infer structure about the data, get some deeper understanding about what's going on, what features are driving what other features, and so on and so forth. You don't have any labels, so you can't really make any predictions about it, which is where supervised learning comes in. Supervised learning is you have a data set, and then you have some list of outcomes. And what types of outcomes we have give us either regression or classification problems. When you have a regression problem, typically your outcome values are real numbers, whether positive or negative. This would be a problem like trying to predict home prices or trying to predict the number of t-shirts that you should produce given some input set of features. If you have a classification problem, typically your outputs are classes or categories. And these are going to be represented by whatever categorical data points you find relevant or just simple integers that represent each individual class. This can be stuff like trying to predict what is in a given image or trying to predict whether someone is going to default or not on their credit card bills. There are many different models that you can use for both regression and classification problems. Conventional statistical methods include a multiple linear regression for regression problems, where you feed in a bunch of individual features and try to predict some real number output, exactly as you do in a regression problem, and logistic regression for classification, where you feed in a bunch of individual features and get a binary outcome of 0 or 1. A logistic regression is basically taking a multiple linear regression and squashing it through a logistic function. You can generalize a logistic function to classify multiple different categories, and if you don't want to stick with conventional statistical methods, you can use any number of machine learning methods instead. Once you've selected the model that you want to use for the specific problem that you're trying to solve, all that remains is to ensure that you're following good modeling practices. This includes stuff like handling your data so that you're aware of outliers or correcting for outliers, making sure that there are no NANDs in it, making sure that you're going through proper feature selection or feature engineering. If you want to know more about individual methods, individual models that you would use, stay tuned for future videos.